Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of Egypt's investigative team says no definite conclusions have been reached about the Russian passenger jet that crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend. An unexplained noise heard in the final audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion, but Egypt's chief investigator said his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator said all data from the Airbus jet taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh en route to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds after takeoff, while the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. Debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, confirming that the aircraft shattered to pieces at a high altitude. All 224 people, passengers and crew aboard the charter jet, most of whom were Russian vacationers, were killed in the crash. A monitoring group says at least 23 civilians in Syria were killed today in suspected Russian strikes on a rebel-held town outside Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 6 children and 7 women were among the dead and those killed in the town of Douma. A Syrian rescue service operating in rebel areas said at least 24 people are dead. Also today, the observatory said the death toll from Thursday's airstrikes on a city controlled by the Islamic State near the Iraq border has risen to 71, up from 25. The group said at least 6 children were among the dead in that attack. Russia, Syria, and a U.S.-led international coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel in the U.S. capital. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin, a former Russian cabinet minister. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in an historic handshake today before beginning a summit in Singapore. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists before beginning their meeting. Meanwhile, hundreds protested in Taiwan's capital of Taipei as the meeting got underway. Demonstrators say the president lacked popular support at home for the summit. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
About 400 people marched in downtown Taipei Saturday to protest the first-ever meeting between Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Many feared the two leaders would reach a private agreement that sacrifices Taiwan's prized democracy and self-rule to China, which has long demanded the two sides unify. Presidents from Taiwan and China had never met before, as decades of icy relations had kept tensions running high. In the days leading up to the historic meeting, Ma said no deals would be signed. Ninmu Shun, a 21-year-old university student from Taipei, says he is concerned the summit will lead to economic integration first. He says he is worried Taiwan and China will become the same country, because he feels that China considers their race and culture basically the same. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
India's prime minister has announced a $12 billion economic aid package for the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. Narendra Modi promised the financial assistance Saturday on a visit to Srinagar. The region's main city was under a security lockdown to prevent protests. The Indian leader said he wanted to restore Kashmir to its former glory and build a new Kashmir, a powerful Kashmir. Modi's visit to the capital city comes a little more than a year after a flood in Kashmir that killed hundreds of people and left thousands homeless. He did avoid talking about politics in his speech in the restive area, but opposition leaders were still critical. The World Health Organization has announced Sierra Leone is officially free of the Ebola virus. The WHO gave the all-clear now that 42 days have passed without new infections. Ebola has killed 4,000 people over the past several years. The three U.S. Democratic presidential hopefuls took part in a television forum late Friday. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow in the southeastern city of Rock Hill, South Carolina, interviewed the candidates separately. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton was the only one of the trio who supported the death penalty in certain cases. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley attempted to boost his third-place position in polls by questioning Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' loyalty to the political party. Sanders is an independent in Congress who generally sides with Democrats. And the government of Chile is probing the 1973 death of Nobel laureate Pablo Neruda, says it is highly probable the revered poet and communist died as a result of third-party intervention. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.